morning. Hope you're having a good Thursday so far today. Hi, and welcome to the third hour of our show this morning. I'm Rick Howe with you until 12:30 this afternoon, and here's what we've got coming up for you this hour and next. Well, City Council is planning a public discussion at Tuesday's meeting next week on that proposed CFL franchise and stadium. Chronicle Herald editorial this week's urging the city to hold a public debate, reveal the specifics of the bid, and entertain questions from taxpayers on the cost. So I'm going to ask you this morning, yes or no, do you support this? Sports commentator Alex Walling will join me this hour. We want to hear your opinion. I'll have more in just a quick moment, but let me tell you that after the news at noon, historian and archaeologist David Jones returns with another Nova Scotia history lesson for us. But right now, let's do a survey on support or not for a CFL franchise and stadium in Halifax. It's a simple question. Yes or no? The City Council prepares to discuss the issue publicly next week. Let's give our councillors an indication of whether residents support a franchise and a stadium or not. Yes or no? Call me and tell me where you stand. Is there a reason why you're for it or why you're not? 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. We're going to go to the phones here. Alex J. Walling is standing by. He joins me this morning with some thoughts on this issue. Alex, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Howe. How are you?
I am very well. Now stand by, Alex, because I've got City Councilor Tim Outhit on the line. He's joining us as well here this morning, and he released a survey this week asking his constituents for their thoughts on this whole issue. Councilor Outhit, good morning to you. Hello, Tim. Hello, Tim. Are you there? Let's see if we can. Oh, there we go. Tim, can you hear me? Having a bit of problem here. I'm going to put Tim on hold, and we'll see if we can get to him in just a quick moment. But let me give you the numbers, 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. Matt, maybe you could get a hold of it just to pick up that line with Tim on it there and see what that might be the problem, why we can't hear him. AJ, we want to hear yes or no, your thoughts, people's thoughts on this stadium. As I mentioned, council is going to begin a public discussion on Tuesday at the next council meeting. Weigh in on this for us.
I am. I'm in favor of a stadium, Rick. I will not call it a CFL stadium because I'd like ultimately for Halifax, if they get a stadium, to get into a baseball league like the Can-Am League, which would have maybe 60 games a year. That means they would be using the stadium more than the CFL team. There are a lot of questions on the CFL, but I think, Rick, I think it's the stadium is not, it's a major expense, but it's an amenity. You know, people, cities have stadiums. Our Scotiabank Center, formerly the Metro Center, I was around when it came out, and people were against it. They said, oh, my Lord, the V's only draw 2,300. Why do we need that? It is part of an asset. I almost went back to Calgary 10 years ago, Rick, and the reason I thought of Calgary was because of the Saddle Dome and because of McMahon Field. Those are things that make your municipality. It's a stadium for track and field, yes, for the CFL, yes, maybe for baseball, for rugby. That new soccer league that comes out may be big enough to move it to a stadium. And I believe that Halifax, my question, or to people who don't want, then how come they have one in Winnipeg, Regina, BC, Montreal? Why do they have it and we don't, Rick? We're 440,000, as you mentioned. We deserve it. It's not a case of, oh, we're going to put it in the hospital. Look, we need hospitals, we need roads, but we needed that when we needed the Metro Center 40 years ago.
Let's get to Councillor Outhit on the line here again and see if we can get him now. Hi, Tim. Tim, are you there? Hello, Councillor. Now we're having a real problem here. Tim, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to call you back on your line, and maybe that'll give us a better connection. So you hang up your phone there, Counselor, and we'll give you a call, and perhaps you could give him a yell there, Matt, and see if we can get Counselor Outhit on the line. So yes or no, 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. You can also tweet us with your response. Like Jerry has done here, he says can't call in but does support a stadium and says he'd take his family of five to at least four CFL games this year. We can send us an email. Our email address, rick.howe@news957.com. Dan just emailed as I spoke to say, he says, a definite yes. Well, Daryl just emailed to say a definite no. So we've got 4 yes votes, 2 no votes right now. We want to hear from you. 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. A lot of the comment, AJ, has been on our population. Do we have enough of a population base to support a team? But I just point to Regina, where they have a smaller, if I'm not mistaken here now, their population is either a little bit smaller than ours or on an equal footing with us, and yet that's a very successful franchise.
Well, they've got, you got a pro and con, Rick. The populations, you're correct, is practically the very same. Our city is larger. It's a larger, more beautiful city than Regina. What they have an advantage is they have a big second city 3 hours out that make the commute in Saskatoon. We have basically Sydney, which is half the size of Saskatoon. They draw from Saskatoon, Weyburn, Estevan, Flin Flon, Moose Jaw, and all of that. We have Bridgewater, Truro, Kentville, and our outlying area is maybe a little larger than theirs. We have Moncton, we have St. John. My friend went to St. John this weekend in 4.5 hours. It's all double-lane highways. And, Rick, it's only 8 games. It's not like the NHL where you have around 41-game schedule. In the middle of the night, the cold winter, this is 8 games. The bulk of them are played in the daytime, beautiful weather, June, July, August, and September. I see a lot of upscale.
Let's go to the phones and to hear what people have to say here this morning. Yes or no? John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rick.
How are you today, sir?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, but it was awful cold early this morning.
Yeah, well, a little chilly, no question. Yes or no, yes or no, John, to a stadium and a football team?
Well, you know, Rick, my opinion is it would be great to have such a thing, but I am totally against it. And the reason I'm against it is we built a Nova Center, which is now a white elephant. We're going to build a stadium, and I look at it this way. A lot of people say people are going to come from Moncton, St. John, and Fredericton. Well, you know, with the economy the way it is, can people afford to come that distance to Halifax to see a game and have to pay for a hotel bill and a lot of other things? It costs them a small fortune. So now, to me, I'm in favor if they build a stadium, as long as it doesn't cost the taxpayers any money. If it's a private enterprise, go for it. But don't involve the people themselves to have to pay for it.
Appreciate the call. AJ, any comment there?
Rick?
Yes.
Hello there.
Yes.
That is silly. Every single stadium, Rick, in this country, there's not, you name me one guy that owns a stadium. If you own $50 million, Mr. Howe, you don't have enough money for a stadium. Stadiums are not owned by people. There are none in this country. Why do you expect Atlantic Canada to become the first?
Matt just tweeted to say, you're right, Regina has a similar population and a successful CFL team. But he adds, they also like football, and not enough Maritimers do. And that's a good point, because not only is football probably on a scale of sports behind hockey, baseball, perhaps other sports, soccer in this city, but I think more Maritimers also appreciate the NFL over the CFL.
Okay, well, hold on. The NFL is a great league, Rick, and the number one reason for the NFL is, I'll give you one case. S.A. Green is a great receiver for the Alouettes and now the Argos. He's a great receiver, but he's around 6'1". The guy for Cincinnati's Green is 6'5". Julio Jones is 6'6". The big reason for the NFL is simply the size. The guys come to Canada, they're smaller. Linebackers and
NFL. But the game itself, there's more strategy in the NFL.
Well, no, not I heard you say that. Really, there's more offense in three downs than there is. Most of the time in the NFL, you get Peyton Manning going for 45 seconds, not 20 as it takes it in Canada, doing all his gyrations for a one-yard gain. I don't buy that. It's the hype. You have 70,000, 80,000 in the stands, Rick. It makes it sound like it is phenomenal, and it is a great product. It's gone down in ratings in the last 2 years. Our game is different. It's unique. It is pro ball. The guys are good. I like both, Rick. I watch them both.
Matt just tweeted to say he buys season tickets as well as create a group for friends to have a section of season ticket holders. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes votes right now, 3 no votes. We've got a few people on hold, and lines are open here this morning as well. 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. Yes or no? Do you support a CFL franchise and stadium here in Halifax? We'll be back with more right after this. Eleven twenty is our time, and Matt, the producer, has set up a Twitter survey as well on this, asking, do you want a stadium, yes or no? 50 votes in so far, 62% say yes, 38% say no. And after I added up all our emails that we got over the course of that commercial break, we now have 10 yes votes and 7 no votes. We're asking you here this morning, yes or no? Do you support a CFL team in a sports stadium here in the city? I think we've got Councillor Tim Outhit on the line with us now. Tim, are you there? I don't know what the problem we're having here with Tim's phone here this morning. Councillor, are you there? No, you can hear him just vaguely. You know, it's like he's faded away.
But he sounds fine to me. It's really strange.
Yeah, that is really strange. So I'm going to put him back on hold here, Matt, and we'll see if we can, I don't know, just try something just to see what's going on here. Who have I got here? It is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
How you doing, Rick?
Good, sir. Yes or no?
Rick, I'm an absolute firm yes.
All right. And add another one. That's 11. Why?
And Rick,
why, Mike?
I just wanted to, because I think it's a tax generator. And for all, and I want to tell you something else. That guy from CARP doesn't speak for me, and I'm older than him. And I'm going to tell you that if you want to have social benefits, you got to increase the tax base. If you increase the tax base, whether it's development around, whether it's the pizza parlor, or whether it's a gravy hotel or whatever it is, that creates jobs. Jobs create tax. That's a tax base. That's how we get our social benefits. Wouldn't be a teacher, wouldn't be a doctor, wouldn't be any social benefit at all, anywhere in Canada without a tax base, and that's from private enterprise. And even though we're going to sponsor it, even though we're going to sponsor it, it's going to create jobs, and jobs create taxes, and that creates social benefits. That's all I got to say, Rick. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Robert just emailed to say his is a resounding no, he writes. He says there are more people in need of a regional hospital, not a stadium. He says these developers believe Nova Scotians are suckers. He says this will make a few key owners rich on the public dime. Why can't we learn, he says, from any number of documented failures throughout the world? Alex, what do you say to that?
I say the same thing as I said for years, Rick. There are different budgets, and people have a hard time with that. Why do they have Taylor Field and Mosaic and Regina? Don't they need hospitals? Why do they have McMahon Stadium in Calgary? Don't they need roads? We all need those. As I said, if we simply put the money into roads and healthcare, we do nothing. We don't build a $57 million library. We don't build four pads for $40 million. We don't build one for $25. We do absolutely nothing. That's not the way it works, Rick. We have different departments, different budgets. One thing about the guy from Regina who said they love football, Rick, it used to be the case in the 60s here. But look, we are as strong in football as about anywhere else. In 1973, November 22nd, St. Mary's won a national championship 14-6 against McGill. That was in 73. 2001, Blake Nill. 2002, Blake Nill. Our high school program has flourished, boomed in the last 10 years. Football is all over. We have a football mentality. Go back to Bill Robinson, Jamie Bowen, so many others of 40 years ago. 40 years ago, we could say we weren't football-minded. Not today.
Yeah, just an update on the figures here. 10, 11, 14 yes votes, 10 no votes. this is, again, the surveys have suggested, I believe it was Corporate Research Associates said 71% of Nova Scotia's support of this CFL team. I would suspect that that probably the margin is somewhat smaller. I would even suggest it probably maybe 60-40 in favor, maybe even 55-45. I think that public opinion is almost evenly split on this, Alex.
Well, that's not surprising. I would have figured, and same as I figure here, there'd be many more no's. It's much easier to dissent against something.
Yeah.
It's much easier to complain against something. And the only reason that people are complaining, we got to put the money elsewhere. Well, you know, that's a pretty pathetic excuse because there are budgets. There's a budget for recreation. There's a budget for amenities. And anybody who doesn't want the stadium, tell me, why did you spend over $50 million on a library with the internet? Come on now. I'd like to have an answer to that one.
Tim just tweeted he's an NFL fan, but the CFL, he says, is a good product, and he's in for season tickets when and if we get a franchise. Yes, for a stadium, he writes, but don't half-ass it. Do it right. Jay agrees. He says 100% yes. Halifax is growing. Let's be proactive and invest in growth rather than be reactive and miss growth opportunities. He says we already have so much pride in our city. Let's provide a vessel to capture, amplify, and harness it for good. Let's go to the phones where Daryl's on the line here. Hi, Daryl.
Hello, Rick. I just want to say I'm an absolutely yes person on this.
How come?
I'm from Saskatchewan originally. I'm an avid CFL fan. I think it'd be great for the city, the province, and all of the Maritimes. There's a strong military community here, as everyone knows, people from all over the country, and I think it would be a raging success, at least for the first few years. And after that, it would depend on how good the team was.
Yeah, and that's it. And they'd appreciate the call. Thanks, Daryl. Alex, I mean, that is an issue that some have suggested, and I've heard a number of people refer to, you know, what if this team isn't successful? Would we still support this team 3-4 years down the road if the team wasn't doing so well?
Very good question, Rick. You know, and no one knows the answer to that. I mean, you could be as lousy as the New York Islanders were when they first joined in 1974 in hockey, or you can get lucky and be like the Las Vegas Knights. The ability to put a winning team is very important, but so is the ability of the league to guarantee some sort of parity by making a good draft, getting good people, and all of that. And that's, women's sports and politics, Rick, are unpredictable.
But even in the lean years for the Halifax Mooseheads, when they've been in rebuilding stages, they still had a pretty good fan turnout.
They look, Rick, from the day that Brent Blackned, the first captain of the Mooseheads, scored the winning goal against Shawinigan here at the Four at the Metro Center, the Mooseheads have been the only successful team for decades. Not the Voyagers, not the Oilers, not the Citadels. The Mooseheads tapped into something good, did it right, executed, and had a great building that they did not pay for. Remember, when they won the Memorial Cup 5 years ago, they averaged 8,100 per game. That is HST on tickets, HST on booze, on pop. A lot of money came into that, I call it the Metro Center, and the same thing could happen with the stadium.
Mark, good morning. Yes or no?
Hello?
Hi, Mark. Yes or no?
Oh, hi. Yes.
How come?
Resounding yes, for most of the reasons that Alex J. mentioned. And if I could touch briefly on the name of the team, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know that Halifax Explosion was a little insensitive, so I thought as a nod to your former favorite team, how about the Explos?
I like that. But you're down for a yes, Mark. You're down for a yes.
Yes, yes sir. Yes.
Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Alex, stay there. We're going to take a break for a news update. We've got Councillor Tim Outhit back. We'll get to you after the news here, Tim. Hopefully you'll still be there, and hopefully we can connect this time. We've got DeJohn, Joe, Jason, and Reggie on hold. Lots of people tweeting, lots of people emailing, and give us a call as well here. 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. I'll add up the numbers, and we'll tell you more when we come back after a news update, and that is coming up next. 11:33, and we're asking you this morning, do you support, yes or no, a CFL franchise and stadium here in Halifax? 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. We've got a survey up on our Twitter feed as well, our Twitter address at The Rick Howe Show, just simply asking, do you want a stadium? 104 votes in so far, 64% say yes, 36% say no. As I add up the numbers from emails and tweets and phone calls so far, let's see, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 yes votes, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 no votes. Again, 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. I think we've got Councillor Outhit on the line now with us. Councillor, good morning. we're just going to give up on Tim, I think, here. Matt, he's not coming through again. I'm not sure what the issue is here. You say you can hear him loud and clear. But Tim, you there? Counselor, good morning. No, we're not hearing him at all. Matt, we're not hearing him at all. AJ, you there? Hello, who have I got here this morning?
Before, I heard Tim Outhit very well.
Yeah, but I couldn't hear a thing here right now, so I don't know what's going on.
And you're running an open line show.
Indeed. But everybody else is coming through loud and clear. Let's go back to the phones and hear what some have to say. Jason, good morning.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing, sir?
No, I can't complain. Nobody listens anymore.
Well, we're listening here. What do you think? Yes or no?
Absolutely yes. I'm not a sports person. I am, like, as nerdy as they come. And I would, not only would I buy season tickets, and I would even buy shares in it if we were to make it a public corporation like Saskatchewan's is.
That, and that might be a good idea as well. And I do understand, at least Arthur LeBlanc, AJ, correct me if I'm wrong here, he's the majority owner of this, is he not?
Yes, he is. Him yeah. And a gentleman from R.J. Campbell Van Lines.
Yeah, and it was LeBlanc who said just recently that it's their intention to do a season ticket pitch. So to see what to gauge interest, they're going to offer. See, you know, who did this? I think it was Fred McGilvery did this for the World Hockey Championship, if I'm not mistaken, Alex.
He not only did, it was the greatest move in hockey, Rick. He sold out the whole thing. And when he went to the board for Hockey Canada, they said, yeah, but anybody can sell out Canada, you know, the games. He said, no, I sold out Latvia against France. The whole thing was pre-sold. It was done incredibly well. And it's you're going to get a good response from season tickets.
Yep.
Yeah. You're going to get that. And you're going to get a conditional franchise.
And Jason, you buy season tickets then.
I would buy season tickets. The only thing I don't want to see done is I wouldn't want to see the city put money into it and not retain some level of ownership. If we're going to put money towards it, I mean, give them breaks, give them, you know, whatever that's non-financial. But if we're putting money into it, the city needs to be part owner.
And they appreciate the call. Thanks.
Hold on, Rick.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, do you mean part owner of the team or part owner of the stadium?
I think it's one and the same. I think the part owner of the team or the owners of the team are going to be the owners of the stadium.
No. The Mooseheads don't own the Scotiabank Center.
No, but I believe that the way this is structured, as I understand what is being talked about here, the city doesn't want to take ownership of a stadium. In fact, Councillor Outhit, where's his stuff here? Hang on, just let me grab this. His survey, which he said that basically the stadium would be privately owned and operated. The team would be privately owned and operated. So no municipal involvement in ownership, anyway, in regards to a stadium.
Then it's not going to happen, Rick.
You don't think?
Oh, no. Name me one, just one, Rick, one firm in this country that can afford to build their own stadium. The last stadium was the Pan Am Games, a brand-new stadium 3 years ago, and the recipients were the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Yeah, but what if this group has deep pockets? We understand that. What if they get the kind of concessions they're looking from the city and perhaps the province? Perhaps they get some federal help as well on this.
Well, let me tell you, the richest man I know that seems to own his own stadium is the Jerry Dome in Texas. But he really, you know, he owns it, but owes maybe the bank $1 billion. There's
yeah.
a reason that Dallas said no to Jerry, so he took his enterprise and went to Arlington. Rick, I do not know of one single firm that owns their own stadium.
Let's go to Joe next here this morning. Hey, Joe, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, how come?
Well, we need something here in the city, not just for sports, for everything above and beyond. And if it's priced properly, you're going to get those people that are on the fence out there. You're going to get those curious, you know, spectators. If you can put a family of four, you know, in the seats for, you know, $100, $150,
yeah,
you're going to get those people there that may not even like the CFL, but will fall in love with it. And we have kids playing football across this province.
Well, you're right in that regard, Joe.
Kids in those teams?
You're right in that regard. The minor football associations right around this province are growing in numbers.
We have Acadia, St. FX, Dal, SMU. I mean, you know, even Mount A, which is close enough. If we land a couple homegrown kids, that as well is going to, you know, fill rows up. Not just seats, that's going to fill rows.
Good point. Alex, he mentioned ticket prices. What's the average price of ticket in Regina, for example? Are you aware?
Pardon?
What's the average price of tickets in the CFL today, do you know?
You can get in under $50.
And so that, you know, a family of four for $100, $150, why not?
Every team, especially Regina, has so many deals. You buy three home games, you get four, you put them in the end row seats. It's a cheap sport when you look at it family-wise. They cater to the family, and they've done well. By the way, Rick, I want to say hi to Buddy Bremner. You talked about minor ball. He's been around minor football in Bedford, he and his son Terry, for nearly 50 years, and I want to say hello to him.
Yeah, he and Avery out in Fall River as well organized a minor football league out there, and that has taken right off.
Good.
Yeah, indeed, good indeed. John, good morning, yes or no?
I'm a huge yes.
A huge yes. How come, John?
I would buy two season tickets. I mean, it's just progression. Like, you know, I don't know why people in Halifax and Nova Scotia don't want to progress with the times. And like Moncton, right? Moncton wants to be Halifax when it grows up. And they have 70,000 people there, and they spent $100,000 on an 8,000-seat arena. So Moncton would jump at this in the millisecond, and that their politicians there would have no problem because they have a picture of the future for their city and their province. And I think we're just like I think our population is too senior. No offense, because I'm getting senior myself. But I mean, like, this just close-minded people, just very frustrating.
Appreciate
well
the
said, sir. Yeah.
And Alex, something you said earlier about when they were going to open up what was then known as the Metro Center. You say there was opposition. People saying, why do we need something like this?
Oh my God, Rick! The calls were, hey, wait a minute. The Nova Scotia Voyageurs averaged 2,300 at the Forum. What are we going to build a 10,000-seat stadium for? And without that stadium, we would not have had the World Juniors, World Women's, and get this, Rick, 12 straight nights, sellouts, and people coming from all over the Maritimes to see figure skating and Nova Stoico.
Yeah, and curling, I mean, and concerts.
Concerts.
The Metro Center, Scotiabank Center, has been a phenomenal stadium, I think.
Absolutely. Phenomenal stadium, phenomenal success, and Rick, for something 40 years old, it still looks great.
Yeah, one of the better rinks in all of the CHL. Brandon, Brandon, yes or no?
Hello?
Hi, Brandon, you're on. Yes or no? Do you support a stadium and a football team or not?
I do. I think it's going to be great for the city.
Yeah, and would you be you know, interested in buying season tickets or tickets? Would you go to games?
I'd definitely go to games. I think it'd be awesome. I'm a NFL fan myself, but I think it'd be just the novelty of going, not to mention the amount of people that we got out west that come home and they want to watch the CFL games.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, good point. Alex, the CFL is huge out west, not so huge in the east. We mentioned the struggles that the Argonauts and to a lesser extent the Alouettes have in regards to fan base. But out west, there's none of that. I mean, those are all successful franchises.
Rick, the way in Regina starts, let's say they've got an evening game at 7 o'clock. The radio starts around 4 o'clock all over the province, giving you the pregame show. You do the play-by-play. Then on the way back home, I used to drive 2.5 hours to and 2.5 hours going back to Swift Current, I'd listen to the post-game show for 2 hours. It's 9 or 10 hours of Regina football. On their old stadium of Taylor Field, they have the greatest day in Saskatchewan history, which was November 1966. Lancaster and George Reed are on this humongous newspaper on the stadium, and that was the day they won their first Grey Cup.
Yeah, wow. Just looking at an update on our Twitter survey, asking, do you want a stadium in Halifax? 128 votes so far. 64% say yes, 36% say no. And on the phones and on the emails, let's see, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, 23 yes votes, 15 no votes. So the yes side started to pull away a wee bit here, but still fairly split to population here.
But I'm pleasantly surprised, Rick, because there are too many people who say, I don't want a stadium, and they don't give you a reason. No, other than their, I call them nattering nabobs of negativism, it's nice to see some positiveness for a while.
Well, let's hear what Warren's got to say here this morning. Hi, Warren.
Hi, good morning.
You yes or a no vote?
I am a yes vote.
How come?
Good man, Lauren.
I've been to a few CFL games out west. They're really fun. I see the CFL franchise and the stadium as two separate things. It's nice to, I mean, the CFL franchise would obviously be a good anchor tenant for the stadium, but
right.
The owners of the stadium would have to be prepared for anything to keep that going, including building it, like Investors Field out in Winnipeg. They spent $200 million, and then 5 years later, they needed another $35 million to fix it. I mean, there's real issues. I mean, people should be concerned, but
I think
it's time to put this piece of the puzzle to rest. I think we just need to get this done and get her done. That's all I'm saying.
Appreciate the call, Warren. Thanks very much. 902-405-6000 or 1-877-801-8255. Yes or no to a CFL stadium in a franchise. Give us a call. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Put Matt down as a no vote. He says, poorest province in Canada, equalization payments, high taxes, power rates, little to no football interest, he writes. Councillor Alfitt sent us a tweet. We couldn't get Tim on the phone, unfortunately. He's been surveying his constituents, and he says that his surveys show that there is support for a team and a stadium. However, he writes, that support drops when they realize it cannot be 100% private. There will have to be, he writes, tax dollars and tax incentives.
Gotta be kidding.
As Alex has stated. You don't agree with that, Alex?
I can't. Rick, who can afford McCain's and Irving's do not, and they're millionaires, do not build stadiums. McCain sells French fries, Irving's does oil. They don't build stadiums. The big old Montreal, home of the Alouettes and the Grey Cup, built for the games. The Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton, 1978, built after the Commonwealth Games. The games 2 years ago, the Pan Am Games, the first stadium in B.C. was the British Commonwealth Games in 1970, then called the British Empire Games. Peter McKay, in giving us a check for $400 million for the Commonwealth Games, said to me and a bunch of reporters, you should have a stadium. But we have no mechanisms just to give you one. You have to do something like the Commonwealth Games. I say, hold the gay games here. Get yourself a stadium. Make it happen. Bug the feds. Tell the feds, we've had so little in the last 40 years. We deserve something like Hamilton got it free. Stadium. BC got a free stadium. They've had three. They've had the Commonwealth Games. They've had Expo 87, and they renovated it to $50 million a few years ago. No individual can afford ownership. I will be stunned, Rick, if the current group have much to do with it. They want the government, because you expect the group to play football, and then when they're not playing football in December, January, February, March, April, May, to run the stadium? No kidding.
Gladys just emailed to say, listening to the show, want to give you my opinion, a definite no, and says she's already voiced her opinion with her city councilor. Back to the phones we go, and let's see, who have I got here? It is Roy. Good morning, Roy. Hello, Roy. Roy, are you there? Oh, Roy? No. Let's go to Pamela next here. Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
How you doing?
Good, sir. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're supported. How come?
Never mind the economic benefits, the societal spinoff. I coach high school football down in the Valley.
Yeah.
And I've seen football explode. And it's not just football. I mean, we got to look at the stadium as an issue itself. You, like Alex said, you could put several teams in there. And what benefits would the minor programs get? I mean, these guys could offer packages to the minor teams. Minor teams could go. You could have baseball. You could have football. You could have soccer. All these clubs go to these games with the pro leagues offering these clubs packages, and then you build it up from the grassroots up.
Yeah, no question. That's a good idea. And Alex, I like your suggestion earlier about potentially hooking up with a semi-pro baseball team to play out of that stadium as well.
The Quebec City team has had a semi-pro league for 15 years. The guy took it over. He now owns the team on Ottawa. He got the city to spend $1 million 10 years ago and said, if you spend it, I will give you baseball here for 10 years. It's been 15 years. It's called the Can-Am League. There's around six teams from New England, one in Ottawa, one in Quebec, and this year, one in Trois-Rivières. And, Rick, we have nothing in the summer here. We used to have in 91, 92, the Windjammers. When they disappeared, we really have no summer attraction like the Mooseheads. And I would love to see independent baseball and even maybe a minor league team like what they have in Portland, Maine, with the Sea Dogs.
Mm. Pamela's got an opinion here this morning. Hi, Pamela. Yes or no?
Oh, hi, Rick. Definitely no.
How come?
Well, if they can do this without any taxes from the province of Nova Scotia, the people, I say go for it, but I don't think that can happen. I think the only people that are going to benefit from this are the developers and the sports fans. And you had a caller about our aging population. I was really offended by that because that is true. We do have an aging population in Nova Scotia. We are not like Alberta and other provinces. And I don't think the majority of people in Nova Scotia, and especially women, will go to this. It seems like it's only the sports fans that are calling you. And number three, more important, we have other more important issues in the province of Nova Scotia to deal with than NFL football.
Appreciate the call, Pamela. Thank you. But I will point out as well, Alex, that seniors are sports fans as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, core sport fans are going to support it. Artistic fans support Neptune. By the way, Rick, was there a big gung-ho against Neptune getting all that free money around 5 years ago to fix up Neptune? Was there a big gung-ho? I haven't been to the library yet. Most people haven't. Hell, you know, $52 million. I don't hear much about that. And books are becoming a thing of the past.
Well,
I don't understand, Rick. They won't talk about those issues. It is an amenity. It is something that attracts your city, Rick. And that's what you should have. Many teams, many cities have a stadium. Toronto, Montreal, Winnipeg, Calgary, Winnipeg, Regina. Why not Halifax?
Let's hear what Reggie's got to say. Reggie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Reggie. Yes or no?
I say yes because, for one, where we have the Scotiabank Center, we have the Forum, and now we have this Nova Center or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, if we had a stadium here, imagine the population that we would bring. We would bring all these concerts, like you said earlier. You could bring, like, for instance, we have WWE Live coming here on August 25th to the Forum. Imagine if we had that coming to the stadium. It would be a big live stadium. We could end up having WrestleMania and everything like that coming here. Big live event. I mean, last time I knew, we had Summerlash. Before Mayor Savage got in as mayor, they canceled Summerlash because there was a lot of fights going on. There was a lot of bad stuff going on, and plus we didn't have the funding. Imagine if we had the stadium. We could have all that funding. We didn't have a bigger Summerlash. We could have, you know, comedians and all of them coming to the stadium instead of going to the Scotiabank.
Yeah, great. Good point, Reggie. And again, the opportunity, you know, the opportunities are boundless, basically. It could be any number of possibilities.
Rick,
yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Rick, on July 1st, 1987, I was in Regina, and my son had a choice to get a Motley Crue concert in Calgary or see WrestleMania at Taylor Field. We saw WrestleMania in the afternoon, waited a while, then caught the football game with the Rough Riders at night.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, good morning. Yes or no?
Absolutely yes.
Absolutely. How come?
I live in the Valley, Rick. I have 4 season tickets to the Red Blacks. I've had them since they started. It'd be real easy for me to go to Halifax instead of Ottawa, but no, it just makes so much sense.
Yeah, the Red Blacks, anybody not aware, that's the Ottawa CFL
team.
That's
the Ottawa team, and if you look at what happened in Ottawa, where the Lansdowne Park, where the stadium is, they expanded that thing, and all the economic activity that was generated. You had a caller there a couple of minutes ago that said, no, you know, it's only for the sports fans. Most of the people that say that stuff are a little bit of the socialist bent. You understand what I'm saying, Rick?
Yeah.
The socialist programs don't happen if there's not tax dollars generated to pay for them. So all these people that are saying negative things about it, they're not thinking about the economic spinoff. They're not thinking about all the other things that go along with it. It's a tremendous idea, and I hope these fellas do it. I'll buy 8 tickets in a blink.
All right, appreciate the call. I'm going to try and get Alex through what we have left here as we run out of time. And quickly, Larry, yes or no?
Yes, Rick.
Yes to you.
Yes, just progression, economical spinoff, and something that I think is going to be positive.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Jeff, yes or no? Hello, Jeff. Nope, Jeff's not there. Let's go next to Bernie. Bernie, yes or no?
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
I say definitely not. We got this Yarmouth Ferry stuck with. But anyway, just tell Alex not to be so nasty against people who don't want it. Okay?
I'll tell him. Thanks, Bernie. Tim, final caller, yes or no?
Absolutely, yes. Hopefully these guys have their stuff together. They have a good business model, and City Council does their due diligence. I look forward to the great Cup being in Halifax.
I appreciate it. So let me add up Alex here. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 1, 2, 3. 33 yes votes, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 no votes. That's from the phones and email and such. So let me go to Twitter here for a moment and see if we can find out about our survey on Twitter. And that survey has, let's see here, 176 votes, 64% say yes, 36% say no. Alex, it seems that... I won't say it's overwhelming, but, you know, this quick snapshot of support or not suggests that most people would support this.
Well, first of all, let me apologize. I don't mean to be nasty. I really don't. Just, I don't understand the unequivocal no without thought. But I will say, Rick, and we've done this a lot of times over the last 15 or 20 years, that's the most positive I've ever heard. Some great callers, some great ideas, and it's nice to hear, Rick.
And I appreciate Mr. Walling, you sharing a few moments with us here today.
No problem, Mr. Howell.
Have a good one, AJ. Yeah. Bye-bye. Alex Walling. Whoops, I put him on hold here. I'm going to hang up here. And again, thank you to everyone who took part in a very interesting hour. And Councillor Uthet just tweeted again to say, that's what folks say to me as well. He says he cannot see a private stadium, and he says governments will have to contribute, and time will indeed tell. All right, it's a minute now before 12 noon. Again, thank you to all of those who participated, and sorry we couldn't get to everybody here today, but I think we got a good sense of that, an indication of some support here. And again, depending on what the official request is here, it seems that right now anyway, majority of residents support having a stadium and a team. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got a news update for you coming up in just a moment, and then we're into the noon hour. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the news.